battery of wine glasses in front of each setting, but in front of mine was just a goblet to hold the Pellegrino water, because I take care of myself. I'm attentive. I'd called the host ahead of time and said, look, I can't have alcohol in any form. I can't have it in my food. I can't have it in a glass. I can't have it in dessert. And it was taken care of for me very quietly. And sometimes I noticed that my dish was a little different from my neighbor's. I guess the sauce was different. So at every what do you call separate things? Every, thank you, of course. The chef, there were about six chefs, would come out and explain the course, why he or she had made this course, and would explain why he or she had chosen the particular wine to go with this course. So the evening went along, was very lovely, beautiful conversation, just very elegant. The second night comes, the following morning, I had contacted a friend in the area, and she picked me up and we went to breakfast and an AA meeting. Then the second night, same thing. The pasta course is served. The drinks are poured. I'm here. There's a woman sitting opposite me, and the host is sitting down here, and the hostess is way down the other end of this table. Suddenly, this woman says, oh, Fred, whatever his name was, I can't remember, the host, she said, this wine is spectacular. She said, and all the wines have been great, but this one is amazing. And then he was so excited that she was so enthusiastic about this wine, and he told her all about it, that it had lain in his cellar, where he got it from, and they're both rhapsodizing on about this wine. Suddenly she looks across the table at me and she says, Lorna, are you not drinking? Why she hadn't noticed, I don't know. I noticed everything she was doing. So, can you pass me that drink? Thank you. So I said, well, actually, no, I'm not drinking. And she said, well, I don't usually drink, but this wine is fantastic. And what it does to the pasta is amazing. By this time, the disease is slithering across the mahogany table. It's coming around the floral arrangement and around the silver candelabra and the cut glass and of the Meissen porcelain. And it's coming up and it's out of my chest and it's nuzzling against my ear and it whispers, much as it did to Eve in the garden. And it says to me, Lorna, this would not be a slip. This is not a slip. You would not lose your sobriety. This is, you just want the experience of the pasta. And I'm like that. What's that thing in, there's a children's movie, cartoon, The Jungle something or the other, and the thing is mesmerized, and I'm mesmerized by this idea of the wine, and it's not a drink, it's just the wine. And I could so easily have gone, excuse me, to one of the many servers, I've changed my mind, I'd like to taste that wine. And something pushed me back in my chair like this. I put my cutlery down. I had no conscious thought. I did not think, Lorna, you're on thin ice, be careful. I didn't think a thing, not a thing. Push me back like this. And it says in our literature, there may become a time when nothing stands between you and a drink except your higher power. And in that moment, my higher power was all of you silently going to meetings and being there and infusing Alcoholics Anonymous.